KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The entertainment business is famous for its difficult bosses, to put it as mildly as possible. There are screamers and throwers and silent treatment types, all kinds and shapes of cruelty. If you go to the right happy hours around town, get a seat close to a group of young-looking people, you can hear some pretty alarming stories about their bosses. The business, it seems, is run by demanding and irrational psychopaths assisted by terrified fawns. And it's hard, when you reach a certain age, not to instinctively side with the psychopaths. See, I was having lunch with a friend of mine not too long ago, and we were talking about the problems he's having with a show he's producing. The rewrites seem to be taking days, weeks even, despite the large staff of talented writers, despite the hours and hours and late nights, despite all of the regular items you usually think of as useful inputs, time, meals, talent, bathroom breaks, and the output wasn't all that great. And took way too much time, so he spent a couple of days in the writer's room trying to figure out what the bottleneck was, and it drove him crazy. I wanted to kill myself, he told me. We'd sit there, and someone would pitch a good line, and then everyone would pitch versions of that line, and when the assistant typed it up on screen, we'd spend half an hour talking about commas and periods and small word changes, and by the time that was over, the line just wasn't funny anymore, and we were all exhausted and irritated with each other. I mean, is that how it's supposed to be? He asked, which sounded to me like he was asking for my advice, which ordinarily is something I'd charge for. I mean, we've all got a rice bowl to fill, right? But in this case, because he was paying for lunch, I made a small and one-time exception, and I asked him one question. I asked him if anyone could derail a pitch or a line or a scene. I asked if, when they seemed to have a head of steam going, someone on the staff, anyone, a staff writer, a producer, anyone, could point out a problem or a reservation and get the group to scratch the line and start over. He said, yeah. And then I said, I think I found the problem. See, what was happening, I told him, was the problem of the psychopath and the fawn. See, no one wants to be a psychopath. We all like to think we're smart and rational and decent, but when you've got a script to rewrite and a production schedule to keep, a little scary, mean psycho boss attitude can really push the thing along. Now, instead, the generation that grew up with bike helmets and $400 strollers and pass-fail classes at expensive universities is working for each other. It's fawn against fawn, and they're not equipped to get things done. See, no one wants to bark at the young writer in the room who keeps pitching problems like, isn't C scene a little, I don't know, kind of draggy? Or does that line really inform the character? No one wants to bark at that writer to shut up and pitch a joke that there's really only one rule of being in the writer's room, and that's you can pitch a joke or you can pitch a solution to a problem, but you cannot pitch a problem. So what, my friend asked, I should tell the showrunner to be meaner? Yes, I said. Tell him that only the psychopaths get home in time for dinner. I really need to be charging for this advice. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll use an app. In the meantime, go to kcrw.com/martinishot and tell us your worst boss story. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.